छिन्ने चर्मणि खड्गे च शक्तिम चिक्षेप सोऽसुरः। छिन्ने चर्मणि खड्गे च शक्तिम चिक्षेप सोऽसुरः। तामप्यस्य द्विधा चक्रे चक्रेणाभिमुखागताम्। ओके, सो छिन्ने चर्मणि च खड्गे च शक्तिम चिक्षेप सोऽसुरः। तामप्यस्य द्विधा चक्रे चक्रेणाभिमुखागताम्। सो हियर चर्मणि खड्गे च, चर्म मीन्स शील्ड केडयम्, खड्गः स्वर्ड, चर्मणि खड्गे च छिन्ने, चर्मणि खड्गे च छिन्ने, छिन्ने मीन्स वेन ब्रोकन, वेन वाट वेर ब्रोकन, चर्मणि खड्गे, चर्मणि खड्गे च छिन्ने, हरिसप्तमी, ओके, वेन दि शील्ड एंड द स्वर्ड वेर ब्रोकन, चर्मणि खड्गे च छिन्ने, वेन द शील्ड एंड द स्वर्ड वेर ब्रोकन, असुरः दैट डीमन शक्तिम चिक्षेप, चिक्षेप मीन्स क्षिप्तवान, दैट डीमन थ्रू शक्तिम, शक्ति मीन्स दि स्पीयर, शक्ति आयुधम, द वेपन नोन एज शक्ति। सो वेन शील्ड एंड स्वर्ड वेर ब्रोकन सह असुरः दैट डीमन शक्तिम चिक्षेप, ही हैड थ्रोन, चिक्षेप इज इक्वल टू क्षिप्तवान, ही थ्रू शक्तिम, द वेपन कॉल्ड शक्ति, दैट इज द स्पीयर, अभिमुखागताम अस्य तामपि चक्रेण द्विधा चक्रे। And Devi, what did she do? Tam abhimukhagatam asya, that spear which was coming towards, abhimukhagata means which was coming towards her, tam abhimukhagatam means that spear which was coming towards her, that spear of the demon which was coming towards her, abhimukha gatam tamapi chakrena, Devi with her discus dvidha chakre, made into two, broke into two, dvidha chakre irandaga seidal, chakrena with her discus or by her discus, she, Devi also, Dvidha Chakre, broke that weapon which was coming towards her, which came towards her, into two. Abhimukha Gatam, Tam Api, Devi is understood. Dvidha Chakre, Chakrena Dvidha Chakre. She broke that into two by her discus. Chinne charmani kadge cha saha asuraha shaktim chikshepa. Tam abhimukhagatam api chakrena dvidha chakre. Chakre means krutavati. Chakrena by her discus. Chakre krutavati. कोपाध्मातो निशुम्भोथ शूलं जग्राह दानवः। आयान्तं मुष्टिपातेन देवी तञ्चाप्य चूर्णयत्। कोपाध्मातो निशुम्भोथ शूलं जग्राह दानवः। आयान्तं मुष्टिपातेन देवी तञ्चाप्य चूर्णयत्। कोपाध्मातो निशुम्भोऽथ शूलं जग्राह दानवः आयान्तं मुष्टिपातेन देवी तञ्चाप्यचूर्णयत्। सो हियर अथ यू कैन सी अथ देयर अथ देन कोपाध्मातः कोप अध्मातः कोपाध्मातः मीन्स फिल्ड विद एंगर कोपाध्मातः मीन्स फिल्ड विद एंगर आर ओवरवेल्म्ड बाय एंगर आर अफ्लिक्टेड बाय एंगर यू कैन से कोपाध्मातः निशुम्भः दानवः निशुम्भः दानवः और दानवः निशुम्भः द डीमन निशुम्भ देन फिल्ड विद एंगर कोपाध्मातः दानवः कोपाध्मातः कोपाध्मातः दानवः निशुम्भः दैट डीमन निशुम्भा हु वाज वेरी एंग्री शूलम जग्राह जग्राह मीन्स ही यूज्ड शूलम जग्राह he used the weapon शूलम शूलम you can say spear or you can say this trident used the weapon called as शूलम
so I mean why it is not held instead of used जग्राह
No, he used means he was holding, but he was using it. That's why. Shulam jagraha. Kopadhmataha nishumbaha, danavaha nishumbaha. This demon nishumba, kopadhmataha, flared with his temper, anger. Shulam jagraha. Shulam, he took that weapon called shulam, the pike. He took it. Then, devi cha ayantam tamapi mushtipatena achurnayat. Devi cha, then Chandika devi also ayantam tam. Tam means that pike which was coming towards her. Devi also. Devi also. Achurnayati. Achurnayati means she powdered that pike which was coming against her. Devi. तम आयांतम शूलम अपि देवी आल्सो अचूर्णयत् शी पाउडर्ड दैट पाइक व्हिच वाज कमिंग अगेंस्ट हाउ मुष्टिपातेन मीन्स विद द ब्लो ऑफ हर फिस्ट मुष्टिपातः मीन्स Blowing with the fist is called Mushtipataha. Mushtipatena, with the blow of her fist, Devi powdered that shulam, that pike, ayantam, which was coming against her. Ayantam, varhindra. And the shulatim, Devi podiyakkinal. Okay. Next, avidyath gadam sopi chikshepa chandikam prati avidyath gadam sopi chikshepa chandikam prati sopi devyatrishulena bhinna bhasmatvamagata आविध्याथ गदाम सोपी चिक्षेप चंडिकं प्रति सापि देव्या त्रिशूलेन भिन्ना भस्मत्वमागता आविद्यार्थ गदां सोपि चिक्षेप चंडिकां प्रति सापि देव्या त्रिशूलेन भिन्ना भस्मत्वमागता. Now again, आविद्यार्थ, if you break it, अथ आविद्य अथ, you take the first अथ first, अथ सोपि सह अपि अथ देन अथ देन सोपि सह अपि ही आल्सो. He also, who also? The demon Nishumban, Nishumba also. Saha api, that demon Nishumba also. Anda asuran Nishumbanum. Atha, then. Saha api, sopi saha api, that demon Nishumba also. Gadam avidya. Gadam. Gada means club, the weapon called club, gadam, club or mace also. Gadam, avidya. Avidya, na hurled. Avidya, having hurled that weapon called gada, the weapon gada, gadaye shulatri, gadam, avidya. Having hurled the weapon club, gadam, chandikam prati, towards chandika, chikshepa had thrown, chikshepa kshiptavan. So, I, atha, saha api, saha nishumbaha api, gadam avidya chandikam prati chikshepa. The demon Nishumba also then, having hurled, the hurling the club through towards Devi. Gadam avidya, having hurled the weapon club, chandikam prati chikshepa, he threw that towards Devi. Suratri vishinan. Sa api, means sa here means what? That gada also. Please make it. Sa, ga, sa is there. Sa api. Sa api devya. Means sa api means sa gada also. Api. Please better write sa gada api. Okay. That gada also. That weapon club also. Sa api. Means sa gada also. Api. The gada also. And the gadayum. Devya by Devi, Chandika Devi. Devya means by Chandika Devi. Trishulena Bhinna. That club also was Bhinna, broken by Devi. By her trident. It was Bhinna. That club also was broken by Devi. Broken by Devi's trident. Devya Trishulena Bhinna. That club also was broken by Devi's trident. Trishulam. Trishulena Bhinna. Basmatvam agata. Basmatvam, it became ashes. It got reduced to ashes. That club thrown towards Devi also was broken by Devi's trident and got reduced to ashes. Sa api devya, sa gada api devya, Devyaha Trishulena Bhinna Basmatvam Agata. See, first he sent she broke his shield and sword. Then he said shulam, that she broke. Now again he sent club, that also she broke. Tatav parashu hastam tamayantam daitya pungavam. Tatav parashu hastam tamayantam daitya pungavam. Ahatya devi bano gairapatayata bhutale. Tatav parashu hastam tamayantam daitya pungavam. Ahatya devi bano gairapatayata bhutale. Tatav parashu hastam tamayantam daitya pungavam. Ahatya devi bano gairapatayata bhutale. Tataha, then parashu hastam ayantam tam daitya pungavam. Parashu hastam, tataha, then Parashuhastam means the demon who was coming, who was holding Parashu. The demon was holding axe in his hand. The demon holding the axe in his hand is called Parashuhastaha. Parashuhu haste yasya. Saha Parashuhastaha. Holding the Kodarikayan, Parashuhastaha. So that demon, Tataha, then Parashuhastaha, holding the Parashu in the hand, Ayantam Tam Daitya Pungavam. The demon who was coming, Daitya Pungavaha, means the Daitya Pungavaha means exalted among demons. Okay. Daitya Pungavaha. The exalted demon who was coming towards her, holding the weapon, holding the axe, Parashuhastam Ayantam Tam Daitya Pungavam. Devi is Devi. Banaugaihi ahatya. Banaugaihi. Banaugaha means what? With the rain of arrows. By her rain of arrows. Ahatya. Rain of arrows, multitude of arrows. Ahatya means having wounded. Having wounded, bhutale apatayat. So you have to see the meaning like this. Apatayat means felled. Devi apatayat. Devi pushed her down. Devi apatayat. Devi pushed him down. Whom? That Parashuha demon. Devi bhutale apatayat. Devi fell the demon on the floor. How? Having wounded him with the multitude of arrows. Banaugaihi ahatya. Whom Parashuhastam ayantam tam daitya pungavam. So Devi, having wounded that demon, exalted among demons, who was coming towards her holding the axe, felled him on the floor by multitude of arrows or rain of arrows. Kodariyai kayil kondu varuhindra anda Daitya Pung Asuranai Asura Talivanai Devi Banaugaihi Bana Kutangalal Ahatya Adit Bhumil Tallinal Vitinal. That's the meaning. Okay. Tataha Parashuhastam Ayantam Tam Daityapungavam Devi Banaugaihi Ahatya Bhutale Apatayatu. Very simple kindergarten language. It is easy to do in Indian languages. Some English language used to say so very complicated. Very simple kindergarten language. Tataha. See, this is how we have to do. Because I want to finish it quickly, I'm doing it differently. That's all. See, apatayate. Verb is apatayate, felled. Okay. Whom? Felled whom? Next question. Daitya pungavam. Kirdusham daitya pungavam. Ayantam tam. Kirdusham punaha. Parashuhastam. Ayantam tam daitya pungavam. Apatayate. Kutra apatayate, bhutale apatayate, katham apatayate, banaugaihi ahatya, ka apatayate, devi apatayate. Clean. Devi, tam ayantam parashuhastam daityapungavam, anda edirthu varuhindra kai kodari kaiyanai anda asuranai, devi banangalal, அடித்து பூமியிலே சாய்த்தாள். சே, தமிழ் வந்துச்சு அப்படியே. இப்போ சாய்த்தாள் வந்து தமிழ் வந்து இப்போ. ததா பரசுஹஸ்தம் ஆயாந்தம் தம் தைத்திய புங்கவம் தேவி பானோகைஹி ஆகத்திய பூதலே அபாதயத்து. ஐ லிவ்ட் இன் சிங்கேரி அண்ட் பெங்களூர் ஃபார் குவைட் சம் டைம். ஒரு பிரபுஜி கம்ஸ், நம்ம தமிழ் கோஸ், கன்னடம் கம்ஸ். தமிழ் இங்க முன்னாடி ஓடி போயிடும், தமிழ் கன்னட வருது. ஓகே, இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ? வில் கோ மூவ் ஆன் நெக்ஸ்ட் வர்ஸ். தஸ்மின் நிபதிதே பூமௌ நிஷும்பே பீம விக்ரமே. ஐல் புட் இட் ஒன்ஸ் இன் தமிழ், தென் ஐல் மூவ் ஆன் டு இங்கிலீஷ். ஓகே. தஸ்மின் நிபதிதே பூமௌ நிஷும்பே பீம விக்ரமே ப்ராதர்யதீவ சங்க்ருத்த ப்ரயயோ யோத்தும் அம்பிகாம் தஸ்மின் நிபதிதே பூமௌ நிஷும்பே பீம விக்ரமே ப்ராதர்யதீவ சங்க்ருத்த ப்ரயயோ யோத்தும் அம்பிகாம் தஸ்மின் நிபதிதே பூமௌ நிஷும்பே பீம விக்ரமே ப்ராதர்யதீவ சங்க்ருத்த ப்ரயயோ யோத்தும் அம்பிகாம். பீம விக்ரமே ப்ராதரி, பீம விக்ரமே ப்ராதரி, தஸ்மின் நிஷும்பே பூமௌ நிபதிதே. பீம விக்ரமே ப்ராதரி, விக்ரமஹா மீன்ஸ் பராக்கிரமமுடையவன், பீமவிக்ரமே அதி பராக்கிரம உடையவன், மிகவும் பராக்கிரம உடையவனாகிய உடையவனும் பிராதரி தம்பி. தஸ்மின் நிஷும்பி, ஆல் சதிசப்தமி. சி, யூ கேன் லேர்ன் த பெஸ்ட் வேர்த் சதிசப்தமி, கேன் லேர்ன் ஹியர் ஒன்லி. பீம விக்ரமஹா பிராதா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹைலி வேலரஸ் பிரதர். பீம விக்ரமஹா பிராதா, highly valorous brother. Nishumbaha, okay, Bhima Vikramaha Bhrata Nishumbaha means highly valorous brother Nishumba. So when that highly valorous brother Nishumba was felled, and the parakramashaliyana thambiyagi Nishumban thalaiyile veendha podu, adisaptami, what do you do? Make a seventh case. பீம விக்ரமே பிராதரி தஸ்மின் நிஷும்பே பூமௌ நிபதிதே. சி, இஃப் யூ சே பீம விக்ரமஹா பிராதா நிஷும்பஹா சஹ நிஷும்பஹா பூமௌ நிபதிதஹா மீன்ஸ் பீம விக்ரமே பிராதரி தஸ்மின் நிஷும்பே பூமௌ நிபதிதே. When that highly valorous brother, that Nishumba, was felled on the floor, and Parakramashaliyan Thambiyahi தம்பி நிஷும்பன் தரையிலே வீழ்ந்த போது வீழ்த்தப்பட்ட போது பீம விக்ரமே பிராதரி தஸ்மின் நிஷும்பே பூமோ நிபதிதே. When that highly valorous Nishumba was felled on the floor, Ativa Sankuddha, very angry, Shumba, okay, highly angry Shumba, Shumba I have mentioned, we have to add, highly angry Shumba, அம்பிகாம் யோத்தும் பிரயயோ. பிரயயோ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? He ran towards தேவி to fight. அதீவ க்ருத்தஹ, மிகவும் கோபமடைந்த சும்பாசுரன், சும்பா சும்பஹா, சும்பா இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட், அம்பிகாம் பிரதி டுவர்ட்ஸ் தேவி, யோத்தும் அம்பிகாம் யோத்தும் பிரயயோ, he ran towards Devi to fight. தஸ்மின் நிபதிதே பூமோ நிஷும்பே பூமி விக்ரமே பிராதரி அதீவ சங்க்ருத்தா சும்பா. You have to add, Shumba is not mentioned. தேவி அம்பிகாம் ஹந்தும் பிரயயோ, he approached Devi to kill. To kill the mother of the universe, brought in English. He approached Devi to kill her.
Now we got Hantum. I don't know. My book has got Hantum. That's why.
Yeah, Hantum also. To kill her. Correct. Hantum. Yes, yes. Hantum. Hantum to kill. Yes. Correct. Yodhum Hantum. To kill her. So this demon came. He ran towards her to kill her. Is it clear?
சரதஸ்தஸ்ததாத்யுச்சைர் கிரஹீத பரமாயுதைஹி, சரதஸ்தஸ்ததாத்யுச்சைர் கிரஹீத பரமாயுதைஹி, புஜைர் அஷ்டாபிரதுலைர் வ்யாப்யா சேஷம் பபோ நபஹ. சரதஸ்தஸ்ததாத்யுச்சைர் கிரஹீத பரமாயுதைஹி, புஜைரஷ்டாபிரதுலைர் வ்யாப்யா சேஷம் பபோ நபஹ. சரதஸ்தஸ்ததாத்யுச்சைர் கிரஹீத பரமாயுதைஹி, புஜைரஷ்டாபிரதுலைர் வ்யாப்யா சேஷம் பபோ நபஹ. சரதஸ்தஸ்ததாத்யுச்சைர் கிரஹீத பரமாயுதைஹி, புஜைரஷ்டாபிரதுலைர் வ்யாப்யா சேஷம் பபோ நபஹ.
சஹ, தட் சும்பா, த டீமன் சும்பா, அத்யுச்சைஹி, அத்யுச்சைஹி ரதஸ்தஹ, ரதஸ்தஹ மீன்ஸ் ரிமைனிங் இன் தி சாரியட், staying in this chariot or seated on the chariot, seated on the chariot, ratastaha, kidrusha ratastaha, atyuchaihi, grihita paramayudaihi, கிரகீத்த பரமாயுதைஹி, அதுலைஹி, அத்யுச்சைஹி, கிரகீத்த பரமாயுதைஹி, அதுலைஹி, அஷ்டபிஹி புஜைஹி, அசேஷ நபஹா வ்யாப்ய பபௌ. ஓகே, சோ நவ் சுப்பஹஸ்கம். ஓகே, the Nishumba has been felled already. So now Shumba comes. Saha means Saha Shumbaha, that demon Shumba, Ratastaha, ततस्तः गृहीत परमायुधैः अतुलैः अष्टभिः भुजैः. ऑल दिस डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ देवी. Devi or him, it is him, it's his description. Yeah, it is all his description. See how, see Shumbha is equally powerful. Look at this. It's the whole description about Shumbha. How was Shumbha? Look at this. He, that Shumbha, Babhau means what? He Babhau means he was. That's all. Shumbha was. How was he? Vyapya. He remained pervading Asesha Nabaha. Asesha means entire. Nabas means sky, space. So pervading the entire space, Shumbha having Vyapya, Vyapitte, Asesha Nabaha Vyapya Babhau means the Shumbha was shining, pervading the entire space, the entire sky. Pervading the entire sky or space, the Shumbha was shining. Asesha Nabaha Vyapya Bhavau. What is that? Ashtabihi Bhujaihi with eight hands. See, not only Devi is Ashtabhuja Devi. He also has eight hands. So this Shumbha with the eight hands, Ashtabihi Bhujaihi with the eight hands, and which out of eight hands? Atulaihi, incomparable eight hands. Okay? Endowed with incomparable eight hands and Grihita Paramayudehi as the one holding powerful weapons, Paramayudehi Atyuchaihi, okay, very highly, tremendously powerful weapons, holding the very highly, tremendously powerful weapons. Atyuchaihi grihita paramayudaihi, holding very highly powerful, tremendously powerful weapons. Atulaihi, endowed with the incomparable eight hands, pervading the entire space, the Shumbha was there. Okay? All whole verse is describing Shumbha. Saha Shumbha Atyuchaihi Grihita Paramayudaihi Atulaihi Ashtabihi Bhujaihi Asesha Nabaha Vyapya Ratastaha Bhavau. And so that Shumbha, holding very highly, extremely powerful weapons, Atyuchaihi Grihita Paramayudaihi, incomparable eight hands, Atulaihi Ashtabhihi Bhujaihi, Asesham Nabaha Vyapya, having pervaded the entire space, Ratastaha Babhau, he was seated on the chariot. Okay. Saha Rathastaha Tatha Atyuchaihi Grihita Paramayudaihi Bhujaihi Ashtabhihi Atulaihi Vyapyasesham Babhau Nabaha. The word Atyuchaihi, you can also take it as the very top. He was seated on the chariot which was very high. Another meaning also is given. Okay, next. Can you move next one?
What refers to Asesham?
Asesham Nabaha.
How?
Entire Asesham Nabas. Entire Nabas. The entire sky. Entire space. See, aseṣam nabaha vyapya, having pervaded the entire space with his eight hands, his incomparable eight hands, holding highly powerful, tremendously powerful weapons. Atyuchaihi, grihita paramayadaihi, atulaihi, atrabihi, bujaihi, aseṣam nabaha vyapya, ratsaha shumbaha ratastaha vabho.
Thank you, Swami.
Yeah, he was signing, seated on the chariot, holding powerful weapons with his eight hands and pervading the entire space. It's okay? The atyuchaihi can go also, it also refer to the ratha. The viramana ter. You can say that way also. Another meaning is given. Anyway, is it clear now? Can you move on to the next one? Okay. Tamayantam samalokya devi shankhamavadayate. Tamayantam samalokya devi shankhamavadayate. Jashabdancha pidhanushas chakarativa dussaham. Tamayantam samalokya devi shankhamavadayat jashabdancha pidhanushas chakarativa dussaham. Tamayantam samalokya devi shankhamavadayat jashabdancha pidhanushas chakarativa dussaham. Tamayantam samalokya devi shankhamavadayat jashabdancha pidhanushas chakarativa dussaham. Now devi tamayantam samalokya devi shankham avadayat. See, devi shankham avadayat means what? Devi blew the conch. Shankham avadayat. Devi shankathai Shankaradam Seidar. Devi voiced the conch. Devi voiced the conch. Devi shankam avadayat. So Devi sounded the conch. Devi shankam avadayat. Shankai vashittal. That's the meaning. Devi shankam avadayat. When ayantam tam samalokya. Samalokya. Having seen him coming towards her. Edril varuhindravanai paarthu. Ayantam varuhindravanai tam avanai samalokya paarthu. So seeing that demon coming towards her. Devi blew her conch. Or Devi sounded her conch. Shankham avadayat. Ativa dussaham dhanushaha jashabdancha api chakara. Ativa means dussaham dhanushaha jashabdam api chakara. She also made the noise of the string of the bow, which was not bearable, unbearable. Ativa, highly. Dussaham, unbearable. Sound of the string of the bow. Jya shabdam, jya nana non, non oli. Jya shabdam means the sound of the string of the bow. Dhanushaha jya shabdam. Villinudaya non oliyai. Ativa highly dussaham unbearable intolerable unbearable dussaham dhanushaha jashabdam. The noise sound of the string of the bow api also chakara she made, she caused. Means what? Devi, seeing the demon coming towards her, she sounded the conch and also she made the unbearable sound noise of the string of the bow. So Chandika Devi ayantam tam samalokya edil varihindravane parthu shankam avadayate shankatte vashittal ativa dussaha mehum porukka mudiyada villinudaya naan oliyayum seidal Devi ayantam tam samalokya samalokayati means sees samalokya having seen that fellow coming towards shankam avadayate he sounded the conch ativa dussaham danushaha jashabdam api cha chakara she also made the unbearable noise of the string of the bow Devi ayantam tam samalokya shankham avadayat ativa dussaham dhanushaha jashabdam cha api chakara. Okay, good. We'll move on to the next. Purayamasa kakubho nija ghanta swanena cha samasta daitya sainyanam tejo vadha vidhayina पूरयामास ककुभो निज घंटास्वनेन च समस्त दैत्य सैन्यानां तेजो वध विधायिनां पूरयामास ककुभो निज घंटास्वनेन च पूरयामास ककुभो निज घंटास्वनेन च समस्त दैत्य सैन्यानां Tejo Vadha Vidhayina. Now, the pose order is like this. Samasta Daitya Sainyanam. Yella Asura Senehaludaya. Samasta Daitya Sainyanam. Of all the armies of demons. Samasta Daitya Sainyanam. Tejo Vadha Vidhayina. Tejovadha vidhayina nija ghanta swanena nija ghanta swanena cha kakubaha purayamasa. Okay, only four lines, that's all. See, kakubaha purayamasa, we continue Devi. So Devi, what did she do? We saw in the previous mantra verse, Devi caused the unbearable, tremendous noise of the string of her bow. She also sounded her conch. The continuous now. Devi, Purayamasa. Purayamasa means Puritavati. She filled. Devi filled. Filled what? Kakubaha. See, kakub means direction. Kakubaha means all directions. Ella dikkuhalayum, disehalayum. All directions Devi filled. Devi kakubaha purayamasa. Means Devi puritavati. Devi filled all directions. With what? By what? He says, nija ghanta swanena. Nija ghanta swanena. So Devi filled with the sound of her bell. Devi filled all directions with sound of her bell. Tejo vada vidayina. Tejo vada vidayi means the bell which destroys, the bell which destroys, vadha vidhayi means the bell which destroys the tejas, the power or the splendor. So Devi filled all directions with the sound of her sound of the bell, the sound of the bell which destroys the strength or the prowess or splendor of Tejovada Vidhayana, which destroys the prowess of the armies of all demons. So Devi filled all directions with the sound of the bell which destroys the prowess of the armies of all demons. Samasta daitya sainyanam tejo vada vidhayina nijaghanta swanena cha kakubaha purayamasa. Ella asura senaigaludaya தேஜஸை அழிக்கின்றதாகிய தன்னுடைய மணியின் ஒலியினால் தேவி எல்லா திசைகளையும் நிரப்பினாள். இஸ் நைஸ், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? சோ தேவிஸ் பெல்லி சோ பவர்ஃபுல். வாட் தி தேவி ஃபில்ட் தி ஆல் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் வித் தி சவுண்ட் ஆஃப் ஹர் பெல். Okay, Ghanta Swanaha. Swanaha means sound. Ghanta Swanena Puritavati. Kakubaha Dishaha. And which sort of bell it is? That bell, Vadavidhayi, which ordains the death, which ordains the destruction of the prowess. The bell which is capable of, which ordains the destruction of the demons, the destruction of the prowess, strength of the armies of all the demons. Is it clear? Okay. Samasta daitya, if you also read out me, you will not feel bored. You will not feel tired. சமஸ்த தைத்ய சைன்யானாம் தேஜோ வத விதாயினா நிஜ கண்டா ஸ்வனேன ச ககுபஹா பூரயாமாஸ.
ககுபஹா பூரயாமாஸ.
Yeah, that's good. You keep on talking after me, then it will also improve your Sanskrit, you see.
Okay. Swami, explain again vadha vidha.
Yeah, see, vadha vidhayi means that which வதத்தை நிர்ணயிக்கின்ற, வதத்தை, that which ordains the death, ordains the destruction. See, vidhayi means ordainer. Okay? See, the bell itself, bell ordains the destruction of the prowess, strength of the demons, of the armies of the demons. See, சந்தோஷ விதாயி, சுப விதாயி, வத விதாயி. See, the English can't exactly, it's not easy to translate. So I just put it like this. It's okay? I tell you, if we bring out the book, Papaji, should be very good book. Maybe after completing all that, I can sit with you. We can just go through again one by word. It will be very nice book. People don't have proper books, are not available. The translations are horrible, really. I have some old books that all repeat the same thing. No? Tejo Vadate Sheihindra. Then half Sanskritam will be there, repeated. Okay. Purayamasa kakubho nija ghanta swanena cha samasta daitya sainyanam tejo vadavidhayina. See, preparation for the final destruction, you see. That is why a lot of preparation. Okay. Tata simho. The simha will not keep quiet. You see, simha comes now. Tata simho mahanadai styajite bha mahamadaihi. You see, the battle has not started. Still. Tatas simho mahanadais tyajite bhamahamadaihi purayama sa gaganam gam tathaiva dishodasha. Correct?
But the Simha's head is cut off already, Swamini.
No.
Yeah.
No. Simha cannot be killed. How can he kill
Simha? He got struck. That's it. I think he got struck on the head, but I don't think his head got cut off.
No. Simha cannot be killed at all. Devi Simha.
He got killed.
He got struck. That's all.
Yeah, not dead. Yeah.
Not dead on one verse it got
stuck. No, Simha was never killed. Mm-hmm. Simha's dharma. How can dharma be killed? No way of being destroyed. Now Simha also got struck, but it wasn't killed. It cannot be killed.
Tatasimho mahanadais tyajite bhamahamadaihi purayamasa gaganam gam tathaiva dishodasha. Tatasimho mahanadais tyajite bhamahamadaihi. Tatas, correct? It was correct? Tatasimho mahanadais tyajite bhamahamadaihi purayamasa gaganam gam tathaiva dishodasha. Tatasimho mahanadais tyajite bhamahamadaihi purayamasa gaganam gam tathaiva dishodasha. No, tataha, thereafter, aden, simhaha, lion, Tyajiteba Mahamadehi. Tyajita Ibha. Ibha means elephant. Mahamadehi. Tyajita Ibha Mahamadehi. Tyajiteba Mahamadehi. Mahanadehi. Mahanadehi. Gaganam gam tatha evacha dishaha purayamasa. Very nice. I tell you. Tataha, thereafter, simhaha purayamasa. First Devi filled. Now the simha also fills. Okay. The lion also filled. Puritavan. Simha puritavan. Devi puritavati. Simha puritavan. Lion also filled. Filled what? Filled with tremendous noise. And he filled what? He says, Dishaha. Dishaha means Dasha Dishaha. 10 directions. What 10? South, west, north, east. North, east, south, east, south, west, north, west. 8. Up and below. Okay? Above and below. So, all 10 directions. All 10 quarters. It filled, the lion filled with tremendous noise, the 10 quarters, as well as gam. Gam means the earth, gaganam means space. This lion, Devi only filled all directions. But this lion fills not only the directions, all the 10 directions, the earth and the space. It filled everything with Mahanadaihi, Perirachalhalal. Mahanadaha, Perumolihalal. Perirachalhalal. With a tremendous, highly tremendous sounds. This lion filled Gaganam space, Gam earth, Tathayeva as well, Dasha Dishaha 10 directions. Okay, Purayamasa it filled. It filled with a highly tremendous sounds. And the sounds caused by what? The sounds which are similar to
similar to the sounds released by the intoxicated huge elephants. Tyajita Ibha Mahamadaihi. Ibha means elephant. Mahamadaihi Ibaihi Tyajita Mahanadaihi. Iba. So he caused the sounds, he caused a tremendous sounds, noise, all over, all 10 directions, space and earth. He filled all the places like the sounds released by the intoxicated elephants. So, simhaha, tataha simhaha. Tyajita Ibha Mahamadehi Mahanadehi, like the sounds released by the highly intoxicated elephants, he filled all the directions, space and earth with the huge, tremendous sounds, noises, Mahanadehi. That the lion gave a roar, hearing which even the greatest kings of elephants lost their pride. Yeah, this actually another correct meaning.
Swami, what is Yajita?
Yeah. See, it another meaning I give you, which is in English book. Mahanadehi, Tyajita means Vidapatta. Vidapatta Garvate Ude Yanehala, Yanehil. Vidapatta Garvate Ude Yanehilta. Garvate Yenda Yanehal Garvum Vidapatta and the Yanehil. Garvum Vidapatta Yanehil. Okay, so this is the correct meaning.
We don't have the Nadai song. We have Madai. Madai.
Don't have Madai, Ilya.
Tyajita Mahamadaihi.
Yeah, correct.
No sound, no Nadai.
Oh, Ibba, Ilya. Irke.
Madai is Madam Pudichayana.
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Mahanaihi, Ilya. Irke, Ganama.
Yeah.
Tataha Simha Mahanadehi. Mahanadehi. Tyajita Ibha Mahamadehi.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
See what it means?
Yeah.
Let me tell you. The Simha lion caused tremendous noise. Okay. You know, lion filled all the 10 directions. Simha Purayamasa. Just take this way. Simha Purayamasa. Lion filled. Filled what? Dasha Dishaha. See, Gaganam Gam Tathayeva Dasha Dishaha. Singam Akashatayam Bhumiyayam Adepondra Dishaikalim Nirapyadu. Simhaha Gaganam Gam Tathayeva Dasha Dishaha Puritavan. Purayamasa means filled. The lion filled all 10 directions, space, okay, 10, okay, space, earth, as well 10 directions, with what? With Mahanadehi, with a tremendous noise, okay, a tremendous noise. And the noise was, how was the noise? I say give another meaning. Noise was like the sound released by the intoxicated elephants. Another meaning given is, correct meaning is also there, that noise was such, the lion filled space, earth and all 10 directions with a tremendous noise, that even Ibaha, even the elephants lost their pride. even the pride was given up by elephants. That's the meaning. Even the pride was given by the given up by elephants. The noise was such that even the pride was given up by elephants. See, Tyajitaha Madaha Yehi Ibaihi. Tyajitaha means Tyaktaha. Yes, mean Tyajita is equal to Tyakta. Tyajita Ibha Mahamadehi means the noise was such that even the pride was given up by the elephants. That's the meaning. Because Mahamadaha is there, so you can say great elephants. Pride was given up by great elephants. Okay. Is it clear? It's all right. I move on to next one. I don't see Thiru's finger, that's why I'm waiting. Okay. Tatasimho Mahanadais Jajite Bamahamadaihi Urayamasa Gaganam Gam Tathaiva Dasho Dasho Dasha Gam Tathaiva Disho Dasha Tatah Kali Samutpatya Gaganam Kshmamata Dayate Tatah Kali Samutpatya Gaganam Kshmamata Dayate Karabhyam Tanninadena Prakswanaste Tirohitaha Tatah Kali Samutpatya Gaganam Kshmamata Dayate Karabhyam Tanninadena Prakswanaste Tirohitaha Tatah Kali Samutpatya Gaganam Kshmamata Dayate Karabhyam Tanninadena Prakswanaste Tirohitaha Tataha. Then Kali, the Kalika Devi, Gaganam Samutpatya, Gaganam Samutpatya, Karabhyam Kshmam Atadayat is the Pothada. Tataha Kali Gaganam Samutpatya Karabhyam Kshmam Atadayat. Full stop. Tan Ninadena Te Prakswanaha. Te Prakswanaha Tirohitaha. Okay. So she filled all the direction with the noise. Then again lion roared, lion made noises. Now again it says, Tataha, thereafter Kali. Kali, what did she do? Atadayat. Kali atadayat. This day, Kali Devi. See, Chandika made noises. Then the Simha made noises. Now Kali is making noise. Kali Devi is different. Okay. Kali made noise. Now remember, Kali is different. You see that? Okay. Who came, who part of her? Now Kali, Tataha, then Kali. Atadayat. Atadayat means what? Ongi Arendal. She hit the Kshma. Kshma means earth. Kalika Devi Bhumil Ongi Adittal. Atadayat. Kshmam Atadayat. Kalika Devi hit the earth. Kshmam earth. Kalika Devi hit the earth. How? Karabhyam. She slapped the earth with hands. She slapped the earth with her hands. Atadayatu. Adittal. Adittal arendal. Okay. So Devi Kshmam Atadayatu. Kalika Devi. Not Chandika, Kali Devi Kshmam Atadayate. Kalika Devi slapped the earth with her hands, Karabhyam. How did she slap Devi? He says, Gaganam Samutpatya. Okay, leaping into the sky. Okay, jumping high into the sky or leaping into the sky. Leaping samutp gaganam sky. Gaganam samutpatya. Samutpatya having leaped into the sky. Samutpatya having leaped gaganam into the sky. Karabhyam with her hands, kshmam atadayate, she slapped the earth. Tan ninadena, by that noise, means what? Because of her slapping of the earth, tan ninadena, there was an extreme noise. Tanninadena. Because of that, because of a slapping of the earth, there was a tremendous, again, tremendous noise. Tanninadena. By the tremendous noise caused by that slapping. Praksvanaha. Praksvanaha means what now? The sounds which were there before. Praksvanaha means sounds which were there before. Tirohitaha. Tirohitaha means they were covered. All the sounds which were there before. Praksvanaha means mundaya olihal. Praksvanaha, the sounds which were there before. Tirohitaha got covered. Because this sound took over other sounds. You have to remember now, first this fellow came, Shumbha came. How did he look? He pervaded the whole space and he blew his conch and we saw. Then Chandika Devi came. And Chandika Devi, he blew her, she with her bell, you know, and she filled all directions. Then came lion. Lion filled all the, everything. Now Kali Devi comes, and this Kali Devi, Kali, Gaganam Samutpatya, having leaped into the sky, Karabhyam, with her two hands, Kshmam Atadayate, she slapped the earth, Tanninadena, because of the noise of slapping the earth, Te Praksvanaha, those sounds which were there before, Tirohitaha, they were hidden. Is it clear? The Mundaya Oligal Mareka Pattivitana. Okay, next. Can you go on to the next one? Okay. Attattahasa Mashivam Shiva Duti Chakaraha. Attattahasa Mashivam Shiva Duti Chakaraha. Taishabdaira Surastresuhu. Tai shabdaira surastresuhu shumbhah kopam param yayo attattahasa mashivam shiva duti chakarah tai shabdaira surastresuhu shumbhah kopam param yayo. No, attattahasam ashivam Shivaduti Chakaraha Taihi Shabdaihi Asurastresuhu Shumbaha Kopam Param Yayau Shivaduti. No, Attattahasam Ashivam Shivaduti Chakaraha Tai Shabdai Rasurastresuhu Shumbaha Kopam Param Yayau. Now comes the power of Shiva, okay? Shivaduti, other power of Shiva, Shivaduti, Ashivam. Ashivam. Attattahasam chakara. See, attahasam. Attahasaha means urakkachirithal. Ha 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 ha. Appadi attahasam. Okay? You know how the demons laugh. You have to go to Tamil movies and see. All old Indian movies. These laughter you can't hear in English movies, okay? Have you ever heard English people laughing like this? Ha ha. Only our Ravana, our Hiranyakashipu, all demons only laugh like that. Or ahankarama siripadu. Attahasam. It's not simply attahasam. Atta attahasam. Apre love, we had laughter around it. I'm not energetic now. I can show you how it is. You all would have got scared then. Atta attahasam. Chakara. Who? Shivaduti. Shivaduti, Shivaduti only. Shivaduti. Chakara did. Kritavati. Kim Kritavati? Atta attahasam means what? She really made very, she laughed aloud. Attattahasam kritavati. It was like Ashivam, very inauspicious. Okay. She laughed very, she made a, let me see what is English this book is written. Horse laugh, great horse laugh. See? Shivaduti made a great horse laugh, laughter, laugh, that it was inauspicious, okay? Ashivam, Ashivam na amangalam. Ashivam means inauspicious. Inauspicious for demons. So this Shivaduti made a very high horse laugh that it was very inauspicious for demons. Ashivam attattahasam chakara amangalamana asurakalukku amangalamana attahasatai seidhal. Okay. Shivaduti Ashivam attattahasam chakara. Ha. Ha, yatred ha, means what? It's expression of wonder. Oh my God. That is the meaning. Ha, asuraha, all the demons, taihi shabdaihi tresuhu, mean what? They got fright. Tresuhu means frightened. All the demons were frightened of those sounds. Taihi shabdaihi tresuhu. All asuraha, demons, tresuhu were frightened. Taihi shabdaihi of those sounds. Is it clear? Sariya? Okay. Shivaduti ashivam attahasam chakara. Shivaduti made a very frightening hoarse laugh. Inauspicious laugh. Laughter. Asuraha or demons, tresuhu were frightened of those sounds. Taihi shabdaihi. Anda shabdangalal, anda oligalal, asuraha, tresuhu, asurahal, nadinginarhal, bayandadinginarhal. Shumbaha param kopam yayau. Shumba was already very angry. He became very, very angry. Shumbaha param kopam yayo means what? Arindan, that's all. Kopam agar. Praptavan. Yayo means kopam praptavan. Shumbaha param kopam praptavan. Param kopam yayo. Shumba also became very, very angry. So Shivaduti ashivam attattahasam chakara. Ha. Asuraha taihi shabdaihi tresuhu. Shumbaha param kopam yayau. Okay. I'm going to next one. Duratmam stishta tishteti vyajaha rambika yada tada jayetya bhihitam devairakashasam sthitaihi duratmam stishtha tishtheti vyajaharambika yada tada jayetyabhihitam devairakashasamsthitaihi duratmam stishtha tishtheti vyajaharambika tada tada jayetyabhihitam devairakashasamsthitaihi. Now, duratman, see, duratmam sthishtha tishtheti. Then duratman is a vocative case. Hey duratma, dushta, hey kattavane, the vocative case, okay? Hey duratman, hey dushta, tishtha, tishtha. This you all can make out. Hey duratma ve, tishtha, tishtha, stay, stay, don't go. Iti. You have to imagine, okay? Duratman is a vocative case. Duratman. Tishtha, tishtha iti. Stay, stay, thus, endre. Ambika. Ambika means Ambika Devi. Yada vyajahara. Yada uktavati. Vyajahara means when she uttered. Yada vyajahara. When Ambika uttered. Vyajahara uttered. Ambika, Ambika Devi. When yada vyajahara. When uttered. Uttered what? Hey Duratman, tishta tishta iti. Dushta, nil, nil endra. Ambika eppozhu sonnalo. Yada vyajahara. When Devi, Ambika Devi uttered, tada, then, Akasha samsthitaihi devaihi, Akasha samsthitaihi devaihi, by the devas who were on the sky, by the devas who were on the sky, Jaya iti abhihitam. Jaya victory. Abhihitam by the devas in the sky. Abhihitam was said Jaya iti. Victory. Vetri endru sollapattathu. Akashathil irundha devargalal. Vetri Vetri endru sollapattathu. Akasha samsthitaihi devaihi. By those devas who were in the sky, it was said, Jaya, Jaya, iti. Victory to you. So when Devi uttered, Hey Duratman, tishta tishta iti. Yada Devi, Ambika Devi, Yada Ambika Duratman Tishta Tishta iti Vyajahara Tada Akasha Samsthitaihi Devaihi Jaya iti Abhihitam. When Devi uttered Hey Duratman Tishta Tishta, stay, stay, that time, then victory to you. It was okay. Jaya iti Akasha Samsthitaihi Devaihi Abhihitam. Victory to you. It was said by devas. Adu devargalal umakku vetri endru sollapattathu. Is it clear? Duratman tishta tishteti vyajaha arambika yada tada jayetya vihitam devaira akasha samsthitaihi. See, Ramayana mala, language is clean language, easy to follow. It's also easy, it's not that, kuncha, slightly different, that's all. हे दुरात्मन तिष्ठ तिष्ठ इति यदा अंबिका व्याजहार तदा आकाश संस्थितैः देवैः जय जय इति अभिहितम्. इज इट क्लियर? या शुंभे नागत्य या शक्तिर मुक्ता ज्वालातिभीषणा. शुंभे नागत्य या शक्तिर मुक्ता ज्वालातिभीषणा. शुंभे नागत्य या शक्तिर मुक्ता ज्वालातिभीषणा. आयान्ति वन्नि कोटाभा सा निरस्ता महोल्कया. आयान्ति वन्नि कोटाभा सा निरस्ता महोल्कया. शुंभे नागत्य या शक्तिर्मुक्ता ज्वालातिभीषणा. आयान्ति वन्नि कोटाभा सा निरस्ता महोल्कया. शुंभेन, I'm breaking the words first. Shumbhena agatya. Shumbhena agatya jwalati bhishana. Jwalati bhishana. Ya shaktihi mukta vannikuta bha. Come in. Come in. Please come in. Come in. I'm into the class. Jwalati Bhishana Ya Shaktihi Mukta Vannikutabha Ayanti Sa Maho Maholkaya Nirasta. Sa Maholkaya Nirasta. ज्वालाति भीषणा या शक्ति द पवर विच वास या शक्ति द पवर विच वास ज्वालाति भीषणा शक्ति. ज्वालाति भीषणा वेरी फ्राइटनिंग विद फ्लेम्स. ओके, ज्वालाति भीषणा या शक्ति दैट पवर विच वाज वेरी फ्राइटनिंग विद फ्लेम्स ऑफ फायर. ज्वालाति भीषणा या शक्ति दैट पवर which was highly frightening with flames of fire. Jwalati bhishana ya shakti. Jwalaihalal miga bhayangaramana enda oru shakti irundado. Ya shakti jwalati bhishana. That power which was highly frightening with the flames of fire. Mukta. Mukta means released. That weapon of power, which was highly frightening with the flames of fire, released. Mukta means which was released. The weapon, that power, the powerful weapon, or the weapon called Shakti, which was highly frightening with the flames of fire, which was released by Shumba. Shumbhena Mukta. Shumbanal Vidapatta. Shumbhena Agatya Mukta means what? Shumbhena Mukta. So this highly, that powerful weapon, which was frightening with the flames of fire, released by Shumba. Nirasta was defeated. I'm giving literal meaning, okay? Nirastha means was defeated. What was defeated? This, that Ya Shaktihi means the powerful weapon. Jwalati Bhishana Ya Shaktihi, that powerful weapon, which was frightening with the flames of fire, released by Shumbha, was defeated Nirastha. Defeated by what? It is said, Maholkaya was defeated by Devi. Defeated with the Vannikutabha. See, Vannikutaha, Vannikuta means conflagration of fire. Vannihi means fire. Vannikutabha means conflagration of fire. Vannikuta, Abha means like. Ayanti, so that power, powerful weapon, which was frightening with the flames of fire, released by Shumbha, which was coming like a huge conflagration of fire, was defeated. Defeated the Maholkaya, defeated with a small defeated with the Maholkaya. Maholka means again gate fire. See, Maholkaya Nirastha, it was defeated with the great flame. Maholka means great flame. It was defeated with the great flame. With what was defeated with the great flame? That is said here. So Ya Shaktihi Shumbena Mukta Jwalati Bhishana Ya Vannikutaba Ayanti Ya Shaktihi Sa Shaktihi Maholkaya Narastha. So what it was, it is said, Shumbanale Yenda Oru Shakti Vedapattado Thee Sudarkalodu Koda Adu Aik Muriyadikka Pattadu. It was defeated. Shumbena Agatya Jwalati Bhishana Ya Shaktihi Vannikutabha Ayanti Shaktihi Mukta Sa Maholkaya Narastha. Means that powerful weapon having frightening flames of fire released by Shumbha, which was coming like a huge conflagration of fire, which was like the conflagration of fire, which was coming like the conflagration of fire, was defeated by that great flame. That's all. Is it clear? Maholkaya Nirastha. That's all. Maha Ulka. Ulka means Maha Ulka Maholka. See, Maha Ulka Maholka. Ulka means flame. Maholka means great flame. Great flame of fire. It's called Maholka. Okay. Maha Ulkaya Nirastha means with a great flame of fire that was defeated. That was put off. Put away. What was put away? It is said, first this Shumbha released a weapon. So that's why Ya Shaktihi means that powerful weapon which was released by Shumbha and which was frightening with the flames of fire, which was coming like the, which was Ayanti, which was coming like the conflagration of fire, was put away defeated by this great flame of fire. Mahol kaya narasta. Is it clear? Okay. So what it says? Ya shaktihi shumbhena. See, jwalati bhishana vannikutabha ayanti ya shaktihi shumbhena agatya mukta sa mahol kaya narasta. Got it? So many adjectives are there. That's all. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.